Taylee Nyquist says it's sometimes hard to think of herself outside of running.
The running is not me. You know, I choose to run, and that's a part of my life, but I gotta make sure it isn't my life as a whole, you know.
Taylee put herself and her school on the map in 2012. She was a freshman. It was her first year competing in high school cross country. At the state competition in Anchorage, Taylee outpaced more than 100 of the fastest girls around Alaska and one state for the 1, 2, and 3A schools. People who had never heard of Thorne Bay heard of Taylee. Here's her mom, Sheila Nyquist.
She did wonderful, and just coming, being in Anchorage with all those people, and it's crazy up there. You know, you're on the ski trails, and there's this mass, you know, spectators, and so it was really fun to be there, and just to have her be first, and then she's mine, you know, so that was kind of cool too.
It was especially rewarding for Sheila because she's not just Taylee's mother, but her coach. There's no getting around it. Coaching her daughter changes their relationship.
You got to pull yourself out of the emotion state and turn it into like a more of a business almost, because she gives me the opportunity to push me beyond what I think I can do. And that's hard as a mom to see you going, because it is painful to going through pain, but it's also to see the triumph on your face when you cross the finish line in first. It's like, there's nothing like
thought.
It.
Am I pushing too hard or not hard enough? And like last week when she had an amazing race, her PR. And so when she passed me, I was like turned instant for a second into my mom mode and I started crying.
Taylee's dad, Shane, says that during cross-country season, running and strategy are all Taylee and Sheila talk about.
You know, when the season comes to an end, I'm just glad that we get to move on and talk about other things.
Breakfast, you say hail! Breakfast!
Hail!
Breakfast!
Hail!
Wolverines on three! 1, 2, 3! Wolverines!
Taylee is the only girl on the 5-person Thorne Bay cross-country team. Jericho Seaford and twins Austin and Clint Thomas are 3 of her teammates. This was their first season on Thorne Bay's cross-country team. Little did they know how fast their one female teammate would be.
No, she's like the fastest girl I've ever seen run, actually.
Yeah. Fastest girl I've ever
seen. Like I've actually ran with.
We wish we could run like a girl.
Yeah.
Last year, there was another girl on the cross-country team who also happened to be Taylee's best friend. But her family moved. Taylee says that was really hard for her. It's lonely being one of only 3 or 4 teenage girls in Thorne Bay. Running and Taylee's faith have helped her deal with that.
Running is a huge coping thing for lots of people, I think. And for me, it's definitely an out. You know, you can be working all day doing homework and look forward to a hard run after school because you can just release everything. And it's really good. But God's definitely been carrying me through all this. And I have had some difficult times.
Taylee's success has made her a mini celebrity in Thorne Bay. Rob O'Neill is the principal at the town's 79-student K-12 school.
It's huge. Taylee sets the bar, and other kids are, you know, looking at her and saying, "Hey, I can be like that." You know, like they just look up to her so much. It's neat for me because I have 2 little girls.
With her mom as her coach and the town of Thorne Bay as her audience, Taylee says it's been hard to not let losses get to her.
Is it something that you feel like you're letting other people down if you lose?
In some ways, I feel like lots of that, and that's another hard thing about being my mom, being mom and coach, is that sometimes I feel like maybe I do let her down, but in the end, she loves me either way, as a coach and as a mom, and she's proud to just the fact that I'm just using the gifts that I have, and so for a while it was that way, and it was hard to not make that who I am, but now we have a better understanding of how to separate the two.
Running became so much like a job instead of something fun that Taylee took last summer off from training. That might help explain why she didn't do as well as she hoped at the state competition this year. She got 3rd place and didn't get the time she wanted. Taylee has 1 more year of high school cross country. Then,
I want to go to college to be a nurse and then go into mission work after that.
Taylee says she's sure running will be part of her life for a while, but after the emotional and physical pressure she's been through as a runner in high school, she hopes to focus on other things in college. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.